Yes, yes, yes. 719 here at WHTC. Yes, you did.
No, I did. I came to carry Becky's chair.
No, well, you did that too. Good morning, everyone. 720 here at WHTC in the morning. And I've got a very special guest or two here in studio. One's complaining about being on the air.
Yes.
That's Grandma Carol and granddaughter Becky Taylor here this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah, you got to get pull that closer, Becky. There you go. Got to be about this far away. So, Becky Taylor, I've known you for a lot of your life. How old are you?
18.
18 years old. She's been driving for a couple of years. I remember when you started your training with your father, and I just thought, man, I'm getting old. Because you were just a little girl when I first met you. 10 years ago, you were just 8. Man. And this is your first time here in studio?
Yes.
Is it exciting?
Yeah.
And your grandmother, Carol, what is wrong?
I don't like to be on the air.
Why?
Because I sound stupid.
Oh, no, you do not. You have a very sweet voice. Yes, okay. You do. So, Becky, what brings you to WHTC in the morning?
I am doing fundraising for a camp for girls with disabilities called Her Power, Her Pride, Her Voice.
Mm.
And I just wanted to get the word out there and let people know about the camp and everything and my fundraising and
Her power.
Her pride, her voice.
Now, how long have you been with this group?
They started in the summer of 2010, and that was my first year. So I've been with them since they started. So, right.
And folks, go ahead.
This is their fourth summer doing it, and it's in Grand Rapids this year. So, yeah.
Cool. Fourth summer. Now, folks may not know, but Becky is in a wheelchair. And why is that, Becky?
I was born with spina bifida.
And this is it an uncommon thing or is it common? How would you characterize your disease?
Studies show that every 1,000th baby that's born is born with this disability. So,
and you have come quite a long way in overcoming in that. In fact, I don't even, when I see you and talk with you, I don't feel like you have a disability. You have overcome it quite well. You drive, you do everything else like other teenagers, right?
Yep.
And you have a lot of fun?
Yep.
Now, as far as the Her Power, Her Pride, and Her Voice, tell us a little bit about that organization, because I've never heard of it before.
It's a camp. The first year that they did it in Midland, and then the past two summers, it was in, the first summer, it was in Port Huron, and last two summers, it was in Midland. And then this year, they're moving it to the Grand Rapids area. And it's a camp for teen girls with disabilities, any type of disability. It doesn't matter. It can be a physical disability. It can be a learning disability. Mm. It can be anything. And it's from ages 14 to 19, so high school age. And at this camp, they explore what it means to be a girl with a disability. And they find their own disability power, their own disability pride, and they find their own disability voice.
So was this organized by a parent of a girl with a disability or by some girls who said, hey, look, we want to empower ourselves?
It's found through Michigan Disability Rights Coalition in Lansing. Teresa Squires is the one who started it, and she has a disability herself, but it's not like my disability where you can like just walk up to me and see that I have disability,
okay.
You know, she started this camp. She has a strong passion for working with young girls that have disabilities and that she really wants to help them find their own power, you know, with their disability.
Sure.
And, her dream is for every girl to find her voice and to take pride in who she is. And so that's kind of how she came up with, you know, the name.
And
so.
And it kind of, now it's coming together for me, Her Power, because, you know, just because you have a disability, you still have power to do things.
Yes.
Her Pride, take pride in who you are, regardless, and Her Voice, you all have a voice.
Yes.
Now let's talk a little bit about the fundraiser. What kind of things can we purchase to help out the cause?
Tomorrow I am having a bake sale at Walgreens on 32nd Street.
Bake sale. We're talking sweets, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hear about some of the sweets.
There will be cookies there, all different types of cookies, cupcakes. Oh,
I like the cupcakes.
Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, you lost me on that. You know what? Ever since I was a kid, Carol, never liked them. I was a Rice Krispie.
I love them.
Why? They're kind of sticky. They get in my teeth.
No. They're a kid's treat, but adults love them too.
Yeah, no, my
Her
wife...
mother makes the best Rice Krispie roll with peanut butter and...
You lost me even further.
Chocolate
Rice Krispies and peanut butter?
And butterscotch chips melded, and then she rolls it up like a jelly roll.
It's time to take your grandmother's microphone way down because she's making me get dizzy with all that. Yeesh.
Oh, it's good. You never had any.
I don't want it. But all the other things sounded good. All right, yes. So cookies, cupcakes, Rice Krispie treats, cakes?
Yep. No, I don't think there will be cake.
Okay. Are you baking and putting together some of these things?
I have some friends and family members who are all donating it.
Okay.
So
all
if
right.
they're listening, thank you very much.
Absolutely. And this is going to be where? I forgot.
At Walgreens on 32nd Street. Right where they just had all that construction.
Right. But from when to when?
From 11:30 till 3.
Now, is that the only way that folks can contribute to Her Power, Her Pride, and Her Voice?
No, I do a bunch of fundraisers year-round, and the public, for those of you who don't know me, you also can donate to Michigan Disability Rights Coalition.
I'm going to write that down. Michigan Disabilities Rights?
Yep.
Coalition. All right.
And if you want to write a check, make sure to put Her Power, which is the name of the camp, in like the memo line.
Okay. Is there a phone number folks can call to?
Yes.
All right.
The phone number is 517-333-2477, extension 326.
All right. So you think your father's listening this morning?
I told him to.
Well, if he is listening, Rick, I hope you're proud of your daughter. And my transmission is slipping, man. I don't understand what's going on. When I put it in reverse and I start going backwards, it chugs as if there's something wrong with the spark plug or something. So I was wondering if maybe, you know, I could, you know, maybe bring it by your shop there. Have you take a look. Wait a minute. What's going on here? This is the grandmother who did not want to talk, but I heard her talking. What did I miss out on?
Right now is actually registration for the camp. Like, it's going on right now.
Okay.
So if there's anyone who is listening right now that knows of a girl that has any type of disability, or if you have a family member, you know, that she has a disability or whatever, please encourage her to sign up. It's an amazing camp. I've learned from my own experience, and I love it, and
found your voice?
Yeah.
Or finding your voice? you've got a lot of pride in who you are, and you're a swimmer, too.
Yes, I am.
I always thought that was interesting when I first met your family, and they told me that you, along with your brother, were swimmers, and I knew you had spina bifida. I got to admit, you're a source of inspiration for me. Because I don't know if I was in your position, if I would have the same kind of confidence or drive. I might be one of those who kind of wallows in their own pity. Do you find that you have to motivate yourself a little bit more than, say, someone who's not in a wheelchair?
There's some days where I don't want to get in the water, but most of the time I'm pretty excited to get in.
Really? And man, so you must have some upper body strength.
Yep.
I'm never going to arm wrestle you. Never. Never. And how are you doing as far as swimming is concerned? You going to be swimming again this year?
I'm not sure yet.
Ooh. What's the thought process behind that?
School.
Oh. Trying to balance the two. You've been doing that for quite a few years now.
Yes. I understand. 10 and a half years.
Whoa.
So.
10 and a half years. Do you have any visions like, you know, I don't know, swimming for, you know, state championships or Olympics or anything like that?
Well, I do go to the state. Some. Me?
That's what her t-shirt says there, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I'm looking at your eyes. That's why. All right.
But
so,
the Olympics, no.
No. Not that ambitious. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Very good. All right, so folks, again, if you want more information or you'd like to donate, the phone number was 517-333-2477, extension 326. If you write out a check, be sure to put Her Power. Write the check out to Her Power, and it's the Michigan Disabilities Rights Coalition.
Write it out to Michigan Disability Rights Coalition.
And then
in the memo, put Her Power.
All right.
Yep.
And one more time for those folks who may just be tuning in, we're talking about a bake sale to help the Her Power, Her Pride, and Her Voice camp. Where's it going to be, and what's the time again?
Tomorrow at Walgreens on 32nd Street from 11:30 till 3.
All right. Thank you both for stopping by. And Carol, did you have a good time?
Why, sure, of course. Always great to see you. You do a good job.
Thank you so much.
We missed you while you were gone.
Well, I missed you guys, too.
I'm glad you had a good time
about
with
the third or fourth day.
Yeah.
Right away, I wasn't thinking about Holland, to be honest.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. But it was a good visit with my mother.
That was good. I'm glad you got that.
She really warmed up to my wife. I thought that was interesting. In fact, I almost got jealous because she readily hugged her easier than me.
Oh, really?
And I'm the son, yeah. But I didn't take it. I felt she's my wife, so I'm getting a hug, too.
She remembers you from years ago.
I certainly hope so. All right, ladies, we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. 7:31 here at WHTC in the morning.